Juicebox Radio, where sexuality educators quench your search for responsible, progressive sexuality over your lifespan. Into Juicebox, featured on campus and community radio station CITR 101.9 FM. Welcome, fresh and live in the Lotus Land of Vancouver, BC, or maybe you're one of our many online listeners on CITR.ca, or perhaps you're checking out my podcast at a later date from juiceboxradio.com. Either way, anyway, we're glad to have you and welcome. So tonight on the new Juicebox Radio, I have a very special show in store for you. Boy, is it ever special. Oh, my God. Some amazing, insightful guests who recently attended the Synchronicity Party in Seattle. Remember that hot show in April when I reviewed my personal experience at one of the best, hottest sex parties in North America? Do you remember that? Well, that was back in April. So this October, of course, every 6 months, Synchronicity does another party, and I didn't make it down, so instead I sent a few friends and a few comadres down to check it out for me, and a few of them are in the house tonight with their sizzling stories, and I'll also be taking calls, so if anyone else was at Synchronicity and wants to call in or has some questions for our guest tonight, you can do that at 604-822-2487. Please only contribute to the conversation callers, just to make sure, because we got lots of stories to tell, lots of really hot things to talk about tonight. So, do call in if you want at 604-822-2487, and I'm going to just go right ahead and welcome our guest tonight.
Hello.
Hi.
So that's Rex, Big Rex, Master Rex, and Miss Jane.
Hi.
thanks for coming.
It's great to see you.
And we have a gorgeous young man in the corner here.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, all right. So three of them. It's a hot juice box tonight. There's a lot of us in here. So let me address Rex first. You've been on Juicebox before.
I have. I was here a few years ago with some people that I was involved with at the time, a primary relationship, and one of our loving, how to describe it, a member of our loving network. And since then, lots of interesting things have happened. We have since separated. I introduced her to her current husband, which is a lot of fun. And we are still very, very friendly, and we see each other quite often. And we go to the same parties with, as a group, kind of. And it's really
fabulous.
A great way to be. Who are we? We're polyamorous, and we're We're lifestylers, and we're involved in BDSM events, fetish events, and it's we have a lot of fun, including, and also we go to things like Synchronicity, which was, well, we missed you there. We all shouted out your name at the end.
Oh, really?
Julia, I thought of you.
I wasn't told this. At the end, meaning 3 a.m?
Yeah. Well, you know, at the climax of the thing.
Oh, okay.
As it were.
I had no idea. I've talked to several people that have been there. I didn't hear anything about that, but that's exciting.
It was a big place, so we had our own little niche going.
Fabulous.
100 people. That was the limit of the house. Yeah,
yeah.
And it was pretty spectacular.
Packed, eh?
Yes.
Sorry, just having a little feedback there. That's the thing with having the headphones. You can kind of hear yourself and adjust as you speak. So anyway, all right. What I really want to know, what I think the listeners are probably dying to know, is for you to walk us through your experience of Synchronicity. So I want to hear from Miss Jane, of course, and Rex. I want to hear your story first, and then Dan, if we can go in that order, it would be great.
Sure.
Go. I'm so cheeky. I'm sorry.
So you wanted me to start?
Yes.
Oh, well, we drove up to it was a very nice house, and it didn't look like a kind of a different house, other than it had a big red light on the front, and there was construction materials in the driveway. So, you know, it was like a house and nice area of town, you know, kind of an artsy sort of area of Seattle. And, mm-hmm. and we rolled up, and our lovely hostess opened the door and invited us in and took our names. And inside the house, we found everyone very well dressed, a really attractive group of people, like they were cast from Central Casting or something.
And, yeah, I found
and
that
so,
too.
And so, and we were handed a glass of champagne, and there were lovely young ladies circulating with hors d'oeuvres, and we were all sort of in the main floor area. And but the house is really, really nice. I mean, there was a fireplace, wood floors. It was completely remodeled. Really, like
high-end,
something
very nice.
Out of, you know, Architectural Digest.
Yes,
you know, the way
house.
A home should be if you dreamed a place for a sex party. It was great. And so the party officially started at 10, so the parts of the house were closed off. And the reason was because our host and hostess wanted to make an announcement once everybody was in, and we knew that there wasn't anybody else arriving. The doors closed at 10, and they laid the ground rules for the house. Upstairs and downstairs were for different kinds of play, and the main area of the house, the main floor, was for the bar area and for kind of a chill-out area for people who weren't quite ready to jump in with both feet.
Or needed a break from the upper or lower floor, yeah.
Who would want a break from that?
I don't know. I needed one when I went in April.
But what were we there
gets
for?
Sore. I don't know.
We were there for meeting people and sex and fun and sort of.
Maybe your cock doesn't get sore, then. I don't know, Rex, perhaps.
Well, I don't know. But what I wanted to do was read a list of some of the things that were left behind. We got an email on Sunday. And it was, and this sort of tells the story for those of the uninitiated. And it reads like this from our host and hostess. Wow, what a night. Thank you for being part of the magic that was Synchronicity 7. It was indeed an unforgettable night, full of passion, beauty, laughter, and loving. Judging by the large number of inhibitions we found abandoned throughout the house during cleanup this morning, it looks like everybody had a reasonably good time. We also found the following items, which we don't think you plan to leave here. Just drop us a line and we'll arrange a reunion. So here's the list. So if anybody listening is missing any of these items, you know, contact our host and hostess. Let them know, because they don't know what to do with this stuff. So here it goes. Purple velvet dress with fur trim. Silver earring with black hanging crystal. Men's black leather belt. Black faux leather skirt. Little black cardigan.
Black faux
bag.
Leather skirt. Nice.
It wasn't my size. Makeup black. Bag black, probably full of makeup. Sparkly makeup, I'm sure. Silver ring with lots of colorful stones. Pink and purple paisley scarf. Red corset. Black bustier. Black lacy scarf, 2 pairs black panties, purple shimmering scarf, gray hooded sweatshirt, pearl and rhinestone hair clip, and heavy link silver necklace. Men's? We don't know. Heavy silver chain? Well, Why are you laughing at that, Julia?
People were losing a lot of things.
It sounds like the next morning at Burning Man at the Moop. It's just like pretty much what you do at Burning Man every morning if you get up early enough.
You can find
that stuff strewn everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like in the dust. So anyway, sign of a good party.
Great party. And I had the good fortune of bringing two beautiful women with me.
And one of them is in the house.
One of them is in the house.
Fabulous.
My lovely submissive Miss Jane.
So you walked in, Rex, and share the story then. What did you do sexually? What happened? What did you see? What did you do? Please give us the goods.
And then we sat on the couch because we wanted to, our friend Linda was, she was familiar with these kinds of parties, but she wasn't part of, you know, kind of like, she needed some warm-up time, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And the good news was that we walked in and we ran into some people that we already knew. There were people at the party that we had run in, we were familiar with from other events, which was great.
Hmm.
And, so you want to know about the sex. So we just got warmed up
and
some people kind of peeling down out of their clothing and me being a wreck beacher, I thought, well, you know what I should do is get out of my clothes and get comfortable. So I went over to the corner, took off all my clothes, got into my sarong, and went back to the couch. And Jane, of course, was kind enough to begin to fillet me, which was lovely.
Oh, Jane, good job. That was good.
So I yanked on her chain a little bit. She got me nice and hard. And one of the agreements that we have as a dominant and submissive when we go to these parties is that Jane gets to come first. Because if she doesn't get off really well right at the beginning of the party, she gets a little grumpy.
Yeah, I'm like that.
That's my golden rule.
What was that, Dan?
I see. You missed that part.
Your golden rule, good. Well, that's why I've heard over the grapevine that you're a good lover, so keep it up. So go ahead.
So
Rex?
The best part of it was having Jane on the couch and her head in Linda's lap. Linda was sort of supporting her, and maybe we should talk about multiple orgasms for women later, or maybe squirting for women.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Did somebody squirt on the couch?
That's another story, absolutely.
Well, not on the couch, but one of the high points. We'll just leap right into it. We were upstairs, and one of the high points was a trio of women. Two women and a man, maybe 5 feet away from us, and we're upstairs, and Jane is still giving me loving attention.
We
got the spray over us from 5 feet away.
You got sprayed,
and this woman popped her head up and said, "Really, did I hit you?" We said, "Yeah, good job." came out of your body, and we know it's clean, and she apologized to us in a very graceful way, and then 20 minutes later did the same thing all over again.
It was no problem. It was warm and wet.
But I do believe that's Nebraskan shock and awe.
Shock and awe?
Is this the same woman, Dan, that you told me about earlier that you had had up in the bathroom? Or was this you doing this? Were you actually partaking?
I can verify that because I saw that event happening. So it was the same woman. She was
a squirter.
She was
big
a squirter.
Time.
Absolutely. We saw mini puddles underneath
Nebraska
her.
Shock and awe.
What are you talking about?
That's where she was from.
Oh, and that's what she said?
She was shocking and awing.
Well, she was really good at it.
I don't know where she got all the fluid from.
Drinking lots of water.
There was a pond underneath her when she got up.
That's it.
She's a water drinker.
They did have bottles of water at the party, so I think they circulated those.
And condoms and lube and dental dams and other such.
They were very well supplied. Yeah, absolutely.
They observed the good sex party protocol.
Etiquette and protocol. Yeah, I really did appreciate that as well. Mm-hmm. Myself, when I went, I was happy that they were everywhere and you didn't have to sort of scramble for them because half the time you're unclothed anyway. So it's like, you know, you're like searching in your little black panties.
There's nothing there. Oops.
Yeah. So, respect for everyone.
So, absolutely.
So, okay. Well, so is that you going to continue, please, with the stories? Or do we want to go to Jane for a bit?
I thought I'd see if anybody else wanted to jump in. I've got a few little anecdotes
still.
Okay,
perfect. Perfect. Okay. Miss Jane.
Well, he's described the technical details of, you know, the house and coming in. And basically for me, it was a visual feast as well. Mm. I mean, just getting to see everyone in costumes. Everyone was really decked out in slinky, sexy wear. And just, everybody was in a great festive mood. And So we hung out a little bit in the kitchen, and I took a tour of the house, really enjoyed just wanting to see what all the spaces were. And I really liked the way they had everything decorated and the well lit for just warmth and lots of textures around, and really, really enjoying the atmosphere. So, it was easy to get our clothes off and start enjoying.
Very sophisticated.
Having,
felt very comfortable.
Yeah,
in
it was great.
Candlelight, low lighting, and lots of pillows. And
lots of mattresses, too. I think almost every square foot of floor space on the upper and lower floors were
I didn't get downstairs.
Covered with mattress.
Never did get downstairs.
I did
you
take
never
one
went downstairs.
Tour.
That's where all the craziness goes on.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of craziness upstairs, too.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
Maybe a
These
little.
People were the craziness.
It was a candy
Oh, they were the
craziness.
Are you going to hear more about this?
On the main floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, okay. Well, Dan's going to tell us a little bit more about what was really going on. Okay, go ahead, Jane. Sorry.
Oh, well, let me see. What can I say? Well, when Linda and I decided we were going to take a tour upstairs after we went downstairs, and we just wanted to check out and see what was going on. Things hadn't really heated up quite yet. But when we went upstairs, we happened to see our compadre Dan here in the bathroom upstairs. And he had a young lady, the squirter that we've earlier mentioned, and she was sort of in a interesting position, hovered over the bathroom sink, and he was, it looked like he was doing an expert job because she looked like she was having a great time, just coming and coming from what I could tell. We just watched for a little while, but it was really hot, and
nice.
I thought, well, gee, for a newbie, he's just
digging right in.
Just really got his feet wet. Yes.
Yeah.
Got his feet and other things wet, apparently.
Thank you.
And he's blushing. Okay, good.
So we thought, okay, things are starting to heat up here. And we went back downstairs and hung out on the couch for a while. And Linda had decided, I think, that she just really kind of wanted to hang out and watch and get a feel for what was going on there. And let's see. In the meantime, I saw a dear friend of mine, who is Polly, and she's got a website going with the business network that everyone's
BizNic.
Involved with. BizNic, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And her website is polypositivity.net,
Liz.
I believe. Liz.
Yeah, beautiful.
Elizabeth woman. Scarlett.
Elizabeth yeah. Scarlett, yeah.
I have a great story about her. I met her and her husband when she was 8 months pregnant.
Uh-huh.
My first date, I went to their front door and found a note on the door saying, "Hi, we've gone to the hospital. We're about to have a baby." So I went to the hospital and visited them five hours before their daughter was born. Anyway, that's Polly. For you.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I ran into Elizabeth and we met up and had some good conversation, and she said her boyfriend was new to the scene, and so she was kind of shepherding him through the process of just gently kind of getting used to seeing all this activity going around, and that was fun to see old friends and meet new people.
And Dan, can you tell us a little bit about what you saw Rex and Miss Jane doing?
Give
us the good.
A lot of passion. Definitely enjoying themselves. And Linda was being a Jane support.
In what way? Can we get a little bit graphic here? I mean, this is 10 o'clock. This is 10:30 now.
After
the children have gone to bed. We can say pussy, cock, everything. Go for it.
Rex is on top of Jane.
Rex is on top of it, ramming her with his big cock in the middle of this floor. Like, can we get into
something to the
effect? This is the chill out area.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
Sheer poetry in motion.
Sheer poetry in motion. Okay.
Linda held Jane while Rex was on top.
Okay,
Jane.
Excellent.
And
yeah.
It was very nice.
And what about you, Dan? How was your experience of synchronicity when you wandered in to the party? How did you... you went up to have to,
as
to
they said,
have sex
is,
with a squirter in the bathroom right
elegant,
away.
Elegant, you know, they stressed this elegant factor.
Uh-huh, yeah,
and that
yeah,
was
absolutely.
There in the champagne.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave the speech. We had, little donuts. We had to feed them to
donuts,
somebody.
Oh my God. Those
cream
would
puffs.
Be
cream puffs.
Yes.
The
they were passion fruit cream puffs, by the way.
Oh, yes, right.
Passion fruit cream puffs. I remember.
So, here I was rolling along thinking it was going to be like every other kind of party. And, and I was like walking around, and I had never done anything like this before. And then I just walked up to a beautiful gal and asked her if she wanted to go upstairs. She said, well, that's pretty forward of you. I like that.
Excellent.
I'm like, well, okay. I thought that's how they do it. You know, this is, you know, how they roll. So we go upstairs, and Jane mentioned the scenario. She got up on the sink, and I played with her a bit, and
gush away, and lots of orgasms and
female orgasmed all over me. So I went from nothing to that.
That was quite a good break-in. Yeah. Gentle and easy. So then what did you do, Dan?
Went downstairs and got kind of drunk. But by then, you know, half my clothes are off because they were wet.
Okay, and then?
Well, that's a good excuse to take your clothes off. Well, but you don't need an excuse to take your clothes off at this kind of party.
I believe that's the best excuse to take your clothes off.
Pretty much the best excuse he could come up with, for sure.
Really.
For sure.
So, a couple people, I was walking around, and there was easiness. There was this beautiful couple, young. She tied him up. Tied his arms, bound his cock, bound his hands. And people were just hanging out, watching them too, and they were so cute.
Did you have sex with either one of those people?
No. I ran my hands down his body.
Nice, because he was gorgeous.
Yes, he was.
And did you have sex with anyone else, darling? Do tell.
Sex, you know, I believe I gave four different gals orgasms. So I figured I did.
You did your job.
Yeah, I was happy. They were happy.
Mm-hmm. What about other highlights, like just from what you saw?
Laid beside a lesbian couple, and she was being fisted and quite enjoying it.
Wow, that's cool.
Big old sat corner, the big old smile on her face.
They were only lesbian that night. The receiver, his boyfriend, was downstairs.
Oh, really?
She said that was. We talked to her later. She said that was unexpected. It was something that happened right there that night, and she was just sort of approached, and she went, "Okay, I think, She said, "I haven't had that happen to me yet."
She said her regular partner. His hands were too big, so she hadn't been able to do that in a while, and that she had really enjoyed it.
This is not about me. I'm all like, I fisted
Julia,
a girl.
Julia, why are you babbling?
I fisted a girl once. Yeah. It's so powerful. It's really, amazing. Okay, so why am I babbling? You're fired.
Quite enough.
All right. So Big Master Rex, back to you. Before we have our break, is there, or Miss Jane, is it a little bit more about, like, the experience of synchronicity?
Well, Dan kind of gave away the good part. I was going to say that we were upstairs, and by the time we got there, well, first of all, I wanted to give a handout to Linda, who didn't know she was going to a party until 12 that day. Mm-hmm. And so she just got in the car and came to the party It was great.
She was great.
That was good. She was a good sport. You know,
to be Dan's date,
sweet
right?
Lady.
Right.
Yes, she was.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that. But
why not?
There was good sex, but there was also great conversation.
Right.
You looked great when we first met you.
Lots
there,
of open minds
and everything. That was very, very sophisticated,
he had
very
a suave
dapper.
Look.
I guess is the way.
Cheers.
But Jane and I ended up upstairs, and you know, continuing on with the oral sex, and we had a little bit of. Intercourse as well, but the eye candy upstairs was just lovely. There was a bed at one end, a fireplace in the middle, windows at the other end, and mattresses on the floor, and we just watched the parade come and go. Got sprayed twice by that woman that we talked about earlier. And of course, and my big climax was, you know, Jane is really, really great at blowjobs, and so I really indulged that with her.
She's like, my jaw, my lips are always a little tender.
Well, there's techniques. You know, you don't have to break your jaw doing it.
Depends
so what,
on how big your cock is.
What got
I don't
me
know how big
was
your
watching
cock is,
this
Rex.
Woman take the fist. It was just, and I was going to wait until later, and I just couldn't resist. I just came in Jane's mouth when we were upstairs.
As
in the
if I minded.
It was great.
So the fisting, watching the fisting happen, kind of took you over the
edge.
Well,
it's a very, as you mentioned, it's very powerful. There's a lot of trust involved, and it's very sensual. And there was a group there, you know, kind of one of the guys. I think one of the one of the guys that was on the floor, kind of as part of this kind of thing, was holding the fistie's hand as she was, you know, rising through the experience. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, it might not sound like much when I'm talking about it, but boy, it's really spectacular.
Yeah. Getting to share that, there's such an energy that runs through the room when you have that many people engaged and really, you know, just having all that pleasure. It's just, it's almost like a spiritual experience, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, the tantricas have been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. There's a reason why.
Right.
It is. It is a deeply spiritual experience, and we can definitely talk about that more in the second half of the show. So, let me see. I guess I need to take a little bit of a breather at you guys. But
is it getting warm in here? Or what?
I'm blushing. I'm sweating. I think I'm old hat at this, but I never really am.
Your nipples are hard.
My nipples are hard. Yes, we'll give everyone a visual.
My nipples are hard.
Hey, you're all wearing too much clothing.
There's a trend here.
That's all I know is you're all wearing too many clothes right now.
Well, we could probably do something about that.
Then we could get fired off a juice box completely.
Uh-oh.
Although I don't mind being moved to the later time slot. We can't go quite there that far.
Okay.
So, all right. I welcome your calls during this time, listeners. Do call in if you have something to add, and that's at 604-822-2487. And, I don't know, keep that dial locked to hear more about Synchronicity Reviewed with Rex, Miss Jane, and the formidable Dan. You are in Juice Box, featured on CITR Vancouver's 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. God, I'm so bad at this. Here we go. Sorry. Can't ever get the friggin' thing right.
Drink a baby down. My wind all right. Leave your things behind. Cause it's all going off without you. Excuse me. Too busy.
Juice Box is a sexuality education show geared to adult audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
All right. Welcome back. You are in Juicebox. We are reviewing Synchronicity tonight, and we're talking a lot of really hot sex. So listeners, be advised of the adult content is all I can say. I have to say it again. We have somebody who was at the party and who is calling in and would like to contribute their story. So I'm just going to see, caller, can you hear me? Are you on the air? No, you're on the air, because I don't know what I'm doing. Are you on the air? Hi, caller.
Hi.
Right on. Okay, so share with us your story of Synchronicity. Another participant calling in. This is fabulous. Go ahead, darling, whoever you are.
We found the party was just absolutely phenomenal. It was just really great to be invited into the home of our host and to actually be pleasantly surprised at how many people that we already knew.
Have you been to one before?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. Cool. So you're running in the same sexual circles or something, or what?
Yes, I guess we're running in the same sexual circles.
Cool. That's awesome. So do you live in Seattle?
No, I live in Vancouver.
Ah, so you're another Vancouver that was down there. There's quite a few, apparently. A whole contingent. You could have had a whole two rooms, apparently, or something.
Really? So, I thought there was probably around 7.
Right on. So can you give us some highlights?
Well, I guess some of the highlights that I found with this event were the actually, making love and having sex next people that are next to really beautiful people, and it's like live porn.
Right on.
And so it's really exciting and to be a part of that and feel it to be just right in the activity of all the smells and sounds and the heat of what's going on there.
And the energy, I think, and too, we were talking before the break about the spirituality of it, the energy of it, and so.
Oh, yeah.
20
yeah.
times the porn, like just you're in it, you're in the middle of it, so.
Right, and it's not some hokey plot. It's actually real.
Yeah.
There's no hokey plot line, no nothing.
So can you give me one of the experiences that you did that perhaps you've never done before? Or something that you saw, one of your friends?
Yeah, that might be a little.
Okay. Uh-huh. I like to ask hard questions, so.
Well, let's see. I think probably, a girlfriend of ours invited us to be her date. And so I think there was quite a lot of foreplay even just leading up to the event. Going for a really nice, sensuous finger food dinner, and that was really wonderful. And then when we actually attended, when we got there, just being able to be intimate with the three of us in not quite public, but acceptable, conditions and in a really beautiful place where other people could look in and just appreciate each of us.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Was that the first time that you'd had some kind of public sex like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it public.
Well, I just mean like
what
more than
we
just
call it. would we call it?
I consider it public sex only because, it's not outside in public realm mm-hmm. like that, but just the fact that it's not in some closed orgy where there's two of you or four of you or friends or whatever, but it's like there's a lot of people that you don't know. So, mm-hmm. Brian, Jane, would you maybe have another way to describe that since you have so much experience with what we're talking about here?
What you mean, public versus private?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, is it, like, she doesn't want to call it public sex, but we're trying to find the correct terminology for it.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if there is another.
Well, if you're not having sex in the dark within the bonds of marriage for the purposes of procreation in a missionary position, it's a little kinky. So then you start adding people, couples, groups, people, you know, and you know, there are voyeurs and there are exhibitionists, and we all kind of fall on one side of that fence. And luckily for us, there are people who want to watch us have sex, which is very exciting, and sometimes they want to join in, which is really exciting.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like the caller was speaking just to that, so.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add? Thank you for calling.
No, that's great.
Yeah, and keep listening to Juicebox.
I would add that.
Oh, yeah.
That I would encourage more people to make love and have sex with their friends.
Yes, encourage more people to make love and have sex with friends. Fabulous. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely.
Bye, Allison.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Which one was she?
I didn't use her name because I'm good at being subtle, but I think I don't know. I'm not going to say. So let's get back to...
Let's describe her and give out her...
Yeah,
let's
get,
no, let's not.
Her address, cross streets of where she lives. Yeah. So, okay.
We'd like
so,
to break all the rules, obviously.
So a question that I've got, Dan, is did you notice, were you aware of what the ratio of females to males were that night? It seemed to me that there were more women than men. Is that just my imagination, or was I just tuned into that frequency?
I must admit, I expected more of a ratio difference, but there was...
More of an even, like, more even gendered?
No, I was expecting there to be, you know, at least two...
Thirds
one guy.
Oh, okay.
But I think that, as far as I recall in the email, they really tried to control for that. In other words, make it more even in terms of the gender. Because I remember something about the email stating.
Yeah, well, that's, I think,
like everybody to be coming in a couple. And
a lot of sex parties are like that. I mean, almost every single one I've ever known about or gone to has been very much like you can only come as a couple or a single female.
Right.
And
right.
That's it. There's no single males ever allowed at any sex parties I've ever heard about. Unless, of course, they're gay male sex parties.
Wednesday right, nights right. at New Horizons is anything goes,
right.
which
oh, right.
means if you're a
if
woman
you're
and you
bangs,
identify yourself as a fuck slut, you can go and do,
where is this?
Do a total gangbang, as many guys as you want.
New Horizons, where is that?
That's the world famous...
It's in Linwood, just north of Seattle.
Sex club in Linwood, Washington.
Horizonsclub.net.
10,000 members. The building is a quarter mile long.
Oh.
Swimming pool, three hot tubs, lots of party rooms, seating for 400.
Oh, you have to go if you haven't been. It's, as a woman, it's an incredible place. But that's not the
unless
party.
You,
I mean, we could come back
like
and
men,
talk about that.
If you like men,
well,
mean, or something.
Like I said, that's the Wednesday night party when they don't control it. But
okay.
But on the Saturday and Friday night parties, they do control very heavily. It's like one single male per every 10 couples.
Oh.
And they do strictly control it.
Oh,
so.
I see. Okay.
Because they want people, women in particular, to feel safe.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say that about our host of the party. They were really good at preparation and letting people know in through the emails and through their announcements before the party really got rolling.
Yeah.
They wanted to let people know that, you know, what the ground rules are and so that everybody was prepared and understood what was expected of them,
right.
to be respectful. And for myself, I experienced just a lot of respect, people asking before they touched, and
right.
and just really very nice. I never, mm-hmm. you know, I never saw anything going on that would have been, you know, questionable. So mm-hmm. I thought it was a great
yeah.
crowd.
Yeah, I mean, for one of the first and only sex parties I've ever been to that I played, you know, quite seriously played, I felt super safe the whole time, and so I would expect mm-hmm. nothing less from the hosts. They're absolutely fabulous.
They
that
were
way.
Fantastic.
Very high end.
And they were good at modeling good behavior, too.
Oh, really? I heard there was another story about the host who was not modeling greatest behavior, breaking some of the rules of the agreement on the middle floor. The guidelines.
But that was okay. I mean, you know, hey, you got to be spontaneous, if nothing else, at this party.
Okay. Okay. So the host
broke
it?
Started.
Yes. Oh, all right. That's right. He was doing his job.
On the floor, in the living room, being serviced by a lovely young lady.
I'd like to add that at the end of the speech, there was quite a few newbies like myself, and the host added that we were all strong, special people for even being there. So activities, it does. You know, me and my homeboy, we were nervous, but we got through. It was all good.
When the host had shared that story with me and that speech, I'd spoken to them this week, and I thought that was really moving, actually, a really beautiful way to just acknowledge people for coming. And I think the caller was speaking to that too, and just that more people should have sex in front of their friends, and and that, you know, that does take courage, and especially when you're going to a party where you don't know really anybody. I mean, Dan, you went down there knowing two people, so you know, kudos. And you guys, yes. You guys went
because
down thinking you didn't know anyone.
Party. It wasn't, you know, they really got going, you know, I don't know, 11 or 12. It was really, so for someone who had never been to one before, I mean, Dan did a great job. I know, I saw him in action, and there was no question about his willingness.
Can we hear, okay, so can we hear about another story? You said something on the break about something in the kitchen or something.
Oh, yes. Well, I found that I really enjoyed going to the kitchen to fetch Cokes, because every time I went into the kitchen, I had a really fun experience, and it was all something different every time. But like once I got in between two guys, we were doing kind of like a bump and grind dance, and it was really getting hot and erotic, and I was just right sandwiched in between the two of them, and it really was like made me want to go do something else. And then one other time I came in, and this was after Rex and I had been upstairs, so I was basically clad in a scarf and my chains and collar.
And your heels. You looked so young.
Oh, yeah, my heels, too. But I had two lovely ladies come up to me, and one of them just said, "May I put some wine on your breast?" She said she just really wanted to see what my nipples look like when she put some cool wine on them. I said, "Why, thank you for asking, and why, certainly, go ahead." And so she did, and she proceeded to play with me, and it was really fun, and she was just a sweetie, and we actually ran into her upstairs later on. She was the one who got fisted, actually.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we just kept bumping into all these lovely, luscious people and touching and enjoying the heat of just that openness and feeling free to explore and touch, and it was very yummy.
Yeah,
wonderful. And you'd think that walking into a house party like that, or a club that is of this format, you'd think that it'd be difficult to meet people and difficult to find your way around.
Not at
I mean,
all.
Who are you going to hook up with, and how's it all going to work out? And you know, it's like there's some the energy always finds. Mm-hmm. Finds itself. It always manages to the connections. The right connections always get made, and the right people find each other, and they're compatible somehow. And there's some kind of magic involved. It's really wonderful.
I think that's true. I think that gets back to that thing we were talking about earlier, the spirituality, that just that connectedness between people who are willing to shed their inhibitions and share love and share pleasure, and that's, you know, gosh. I think it was the woman who wrote The Ethical Slut. She said she'd never met an unhappy person who was in the middle of orgasm. You know, it was like, so, and that's what we were all about, is having fun and giving each other pleasure, and not just giving, but receiving, just sharing it and spreading it around. It was fantastic.
Looking at things through a positive light.
Right. Do we hear that?
So rationally, when we talk about these things and conceptualize them in the comfort of our own living room or in the car or wherever we think about these things, it seems, you know, if we haven't experienced them, and even I think sometimes, wow, this, you know, some of the things that I've done and the shit that I've gotten involved in, you know, the people I've fucked, it's like, you know, it seems like it might be kind of unusual, and then you're in it, and it is the most natural thing to have all these people around you, and to feel this big, open sense of love and this connection physically and emotionally and spiritually with everyone in the room. And you know, I think it's more natural that way than the way we do it in the, you know, the vanilla world where we're allowed one partner and then we have to fight with them all the time and you know, we have to break up with them before we get to somebody else and just you know, there's other ways to do things and it and this whole this mode seems to be driven by women. Women are more involved with this, and they keep coming back to it, and they seem to be the ones that sort of make the choices, and I give nothing but respect to the women at the parties that I attend and the women that I date, because they're the sexual energy that women exhibit is just astonishing compared to what guys think they are about. Mm-hmm. You know, women can go all night long and just keep on going and keep on going and keep on coming. And guys, like, you know, they're downstairs drinking Coca-Cola and eating a sandwich because they're done.
Yeah.
They're done.
They're
Thank
done.
You very much. Let's go, honey. It's time to go. And she's upstairs. You can hear her screaming. Yeah! You know, guys downstairs rattling the car keys. Let's go. It's time to go.
Yeah, hockey game.
But
some of us will stay all night. And I want to before we get any further, Dan was telling a great story earlier about, you know, the next morning, the morning after the party, and I wanted to just mention that because I think that's a fun part too. And he has a really great image that I would love for him to share if he feels like it.
Go for it, Dan.
Well, 3 floors of comfortable laying. There was maybe 20 futon mattresses.
Did you get the wet spot?
How many wet spots were there? Did you?
Was there a dry spot anywhere?
We're talking about the bed here.
First. Okay. So you gathered them all up.
So yeah, I mean, it was taking close to an hour for a crew of us to move all the mattresses down, and a few people were making breakfast.
That's what it was like. The person had
his t-shirt and jeans on, and then boom, he was naked in an apron. So yeah,
No bacon with the nakedness.
Right.
The apron's good. Okay, so he's covering his ball sack. Okay, so
moving the last futon. It's like we needed a treat or something. So we suggested hopping on. And it started with 3 of us. And then it went to...
I think you're the one who instigated it, wasn't it, Dan?
I was first on there.
Yes, okay. You hopped up.
If you must know.
Did you get any sleep that night, Dan?
And did you get fed?
A few hours of cuddling.
Cuddling and fornicating. I think
so
I saw an image of that puddle of people from the following morning.
Well, as I say, it went from 1 to 2 to 3 to 6.
To what we call a puppy pile.
Till 8, yeah. You know, and it was, things are at varying degrees. Not everybody was full on. It was very sensuous. Sometimes you'd watch, sometimes you'd do. Some people would watch you. So,
fabulous.
You know, the positiveness, you would feed off it. When someone, you know, liked the way you looked or liked what you were doing, you knew it. And that kind of thing spread.
Yeah.
And so Jane, yes, go ahead.
Well, that's what I was saying about the pile, the image of that pile and how it grows and how people just, you know, the first time I went to New Horizons with Rex, I had never been in a group, a pile of people. I'd been in threesomes, but I was scared of, what do you do in a pile? Because, you know,
who's going to be touching you on things?
And what do you do next? And how do you manage and pay attention to everything that's going on? And I realized when I got into it, it's so natural. You just all of a sudden... You know, you touch a breast here, you lick a clit there. You know, it's just whatever's in front of you, you do. You just move with the energy, and it was fantastic. And so the more people, the better.
Yeah, so this would sound like it was a Vancouver contingent that was on the mattress at the morning because you were all the ones that slept over. And of course, because most people lived in Seattle and were able to go home or whatever. And so I sent all these people down from the wee town of Vancouver, and you all stayed over.
We represented you well.
And then you helped clean up, which was so great. And I wanted to help the host do that. And that was really cool. And making the breakfast, and it all came back to me, my experience in April. So it's really cool hearing your guys' renditions of the party. It brings it back quite real for me. So
And you'll remember not to miss the next one, right?
Yes, I had a big workshop to give that day, a 4-hour workshop.
An excuse.
And I just couldn't see myself going from teaching sex ed to 17-year-olds to running into a car and driving down to Seattle and doing the sex party all night, because I knew what it took out of me in April.
Right.
It took a lot out of me emotionally and mentally.
You have to go into training for it.
You have to train for it. You have to, eat your vitamins and get lots of sleep.
And stretch your pussy.
Yes, that's true.
For my problem, anyway. I need to build myself up to it. I've got, I don't last long. I'm not one of those long-lasting girls.
You do want to do regular maintenance in order to prepare for those party nights. You really do.
Yeah. So I just was like, I can't do it. I just can't. So I will definitely be down there in spring because I'm teaching. I'm going to be teaching. Thank you. Thank you, Rex. Actually, I probably should just use more of it.
You can never have too much lube.
That's right. But I'll be teaching sex ed down in Seattle in April. So I will definitely be down there to do the teaching and then the experiencing.
That's great. Well, we'll have to take you to New Horizons, too.
I think that sounds really cool.
You must go there.
I think I must try that. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to have a gangbang. I've always wanted to have a threesome with two men. I've never had that. There's just a whole long list. Never been tied up, never been blindfolded while I'm having sex. Honestly, I'm the most vanilla girl that you could ever imagine.
Well,
so,
you're with the right crowd, I promise you.
Right on. You can have
anything you want there.
Oh, sweet.
The women rule.
Oh, right on. Well, I know that Jennifer of Libido Events has kept inviting me to these women's parties and stuff, and I'm dying to go to one of those, so I'll definitely be doing that next. And I'll be reporting it on Juicebox in full.
Woohoo.
So we have about 5 minutes here, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and so let's just hear from you, Rex. What would you like to say? Anything?
NBC tonight at 8:30. We're watching. Jane and I are watching.
Oh, yeah.
20 Good Years, a new show with John Lithgow and Jeffrey Tambor, and it's two retired guys who are, getting the most out of their life, and they met a beautiful woman at a nightclub played by Jane Leaves, and she suggests that all three of them date.
Oh.
It was great.
Really?
Yeah. They were all the issues that they went through trying to get the date. She says, they're having a dinner at home, the three of them, and she says, I'll meet you guys in the bedroom, and the guys jam out in comic fashion, but the idea that she's suggesting this, and it's completely comfortable with it, and she's like, let's do this thing, we'll have great dates, and we'll all get along, and we'll eventually all have sex together, it'll be beautiful, and the guys, they get all sweaty about it. How do we do this? Can I touch you? We can do anything we want as long as there's a woman between us.
Yeah, right. Interesting. And that's actually one question I had in that synchronicity. Was there any homosexual stuff between the men? Like, I did remember seeing lots of girl play, but
I didn't see
were there any men play?
I did see some.
Did you saw some?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I went, I didn't see any. I saw a little bit of playing in the kitchen kind of thing, but very casual, kind of just like arms around each other, a little bit of, some food and kissing it off or licking it off the bodies or feeding each other. Yeah. But that was all I ever saw. I didn't see any fellatio. I didn't see anything else. So.
It's generally accepted that the women will play with each other. And the guys, there's a lot more male bisexuality than we know about.
Oh, I know, and they're so shy about it.
And largely because, it's just not, a lot of people aren't comfortable with it. Therefore, they do find each other in these groups. And because it's, the idea is no means no, and all things are consensual, they find their groups, and they take it to a more secluded spot in the facility.
Mm-hmm,
there
mm-hmm.
are curtains sometimes, and they just take it there, and it's a wonderful thing, and those who want to participate in that do, and those who,
I should sneak behind the curtains more often, because I've been dying to see these guys together, and I was like
the bathtub was a good place, too, I noticed.
Oh, was there some men in the bathtub?
Well, I couldn't tell the gender, the bodies were too squished together, but they looked like they were having a great time, so.
I was in the bathtub.
Were you in the bathtub, young man?
Oh, three of us.
Oh, you and
maybe that was you I saw in there, I don't know.
Me, two ladies, and four
Oh God!
Right.
More stories that I haven't heard yet. Okay,
like
this
warm
is
water. Well,
okay, so
it's great.
Let's hear about the bathtub. Did you get clean or did you get dirty?
A little of both.
Oh, he's discreet now. He's a little shy now.
No,
he didn't tell me about this story. I asked for a full report. It's hard to remember everything.
I know.
Have to bring him back.
Our friends said we were three mermaids with our tails out of the tub.
Uh huh.
We were side by side, and
It was a nice big tub.
It was nice.
It was a nice tub. Yeah, I've been in it.
It was consensual, nice, touching. So.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, I don't know about you guys, but that's some hot stuff we've been talking about here on Juicebox tonight. I want to say thank you guys so much for being on the show, all three of you. And I would love to have Rex and Miss Jane back again to talk about things like, you know, what is polyamory? What is swinging? What's the difference? How do multiple relationships get managed? You know, so everyone's fucking everyone else. What about STIs? What if I fall in love? What if he or she needs to find another better, cuter, richer, smarter, what do I do, all those things. So I'm going to have these wonderful experts back on the show again, hopefully in the next few weeks, so we can do a quick follow-up for the listeners that are interested in those kind of things. And I do want to say thank you. So, yeah, thanks, you guys.
Great to be here.
Welcome.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And, Marion does this to me. Marion's in the house now. And so thank you both. Thank you, everyone. Sorry. Yeah, I'm all flustered because Marion came into the house. God, I am so. I'll be back next week with another original Juice Box. And in the meantime, please feel free to email me about your issues or your questions around sexuality or relationships at julia@juiceboxradio.com. And you can check out my blog every week on that site as well and keep up to date with what's happening next. Contribute your own thoughts on the show or its content, or just tell me what you think about what's going on. I'd love to know that you're paying attention. So, and I'd like to know that I'm being loved here. So stay tuned for Hans Kloss's Misery Hour with the formidable Marion. And thanks for listening to Juicebox Radio. I'll be back next week at the sexy hour of 10 o'clock. You just experienced Juicebox Radio, a show dedicated to developing your relational and individual sexual health, expressing diversity, celebrating queerness, and encouraging pleasure at all stages. Be sure to tune into Juicebox every Wednesday night at 10. In the meantime, you can check out juiceboxradio.com. Thanks for listening. You're gonna have to give it to me.